experience.
Thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Now here's the message, already in progress.
The weight of eternity. God cares nothing about what I have on. No, we don't. Now, when I come to the house of God, because I'm a pastor, so let me be thorough. Let me be thorough, because I am your pastor. See, you heard what Pastor say. Now, I can wear what I want. I'm gonna wear my apple bottoms. No boot. If you've been saved for 6 years, you should have went and bought you something. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. Well, I'm talking about the new converts now. I'm not talking about all y'all old fogies that got dust on y'all that have been here for since World War II. You heard what the pastor say. I'm gonna wear my stuff. No, baby. Cover up. I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the ones I'm trying to get the other ones in here. That's who I was talking to. I promise. So the Bible says that so I got to be equal opportunity now. Cause look, it's gonna be a fashion show Sunday. No, that ain't what I said. That's not what it's gonna be. No, baby. Verse 3 says, Jephthah fled. Oh, I got to hurry. Jephthah fled from his brothers. That makes sense, anybody? That makes sense. Jephthah fled from his brothers in the land of Tob, and worthless fellows collected around Jephthah. How many see that? That when I don't embrace them, somebody will. Verse 4 says, after that time, the Amorites, listen very closely. This is going to bless you. After a time, the Amorites made war against Israel. Verse 5 says, when the Amorites made war against Israel, the elders of Gilgal went to bring Jephthah from the land of Tob. Verse 6 says, and they said to Jephthah, come and be our leader, that we may fight against the Amorites. Now, if I was Jephthah, I'd be saying, now, fight yourself. Didn't you tell me to get out of here? Didn't you say I couldn't have none of your father's inheritance? Now you want me to come back and fight for you? Come on, y'all. Yeah. Look at verse 7. Jephthah said to the elders of Gilgal, did you not hate me? Oh, he did say it. And drive me out of my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you were in distress or when you're in trouble? Oh, my goodness. It just comes alive. I don't know about you. Have you ever been to the point to where somebody that pushed you out, now they need you? The battle is on, baby. The battle is on. Are you going to be a child of God or are you going to trump this thing? Come on. The battle is on. Has anybody ever been to a point when somebody needs you? Oh, you next. Oh, are y'all hiring? Oh, you asking me for a job? I know you asking me for no job. I know you don't need nothing from me. Oh, you want me to give you a ride now? Oh, the battle is on, y'all. The way our flesh is burning, our flesh is tickling, and we just be wanting to slam the phone down so bad. We want to ignore you so bad. Say, oh, no. I ain't going to help you do nothing. But listen, after you have that thought, you got to come to reality. I tell my wife oftentimes, baby, I'm going to do what's right. Let me just vent right now. I'm going to do what the Lord called me to do, but let me just talk some trash, right? Anybody else like to do that? Let me just get something off my chest. I'm going to do what's right. I ain't doing nothing for them. Get their own oil. Look at verse 7. So, as Jephthah comes to this place, but many of us get stuck here. So when I want my family to have a breakthrough, they can't get their breakthrough if I don't, it's on the screen, recognize that you're not forever a victim. What am I saying? Jephthah couldn't help his family if he forever stayed victimized. So many of us have been legitimately victimized. So many of us have legitimately gotten dealt a bad hand. They legitimately pushed Jephthah out. They legitimately said, we don't want no part of you. We don't want you with our family. Please get away. Jephthah had a right to be angry. Jephthah had a right to be hurt. And I've told you when we were walking through the bait of Satan, you have every right to be hurt, but you don't have the right to stay hurt. Oh, come on, somebody. You have every right to be hurt. Let them hurt your feelings, but you can't stay in your feelings. Let me help you out your feelings. You got to get out your feelings, and you got to be the bigger person. You cannot forever be the victim. You cannot forever hang over people's head what they did to you. You can't forever dangle. See, some of us need to learn how to let some things go. Some of us have to learn to wish, yes, you did me wrong. Yes, you didn't support me. Yes, you didn't love me. Yes, you wasn't there for me. But here, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to go deeper. I'm ready to experience what God has for me. So I got to recognize that I was victimized, but I'm not a victim. I said something good just then. I learned how to let some stuff go. Jephthah eventually came to himself, and he went ahead on and led the people. God, read this chapter when we get a chance. That's some good reading, y'all. Read this chapter when we get a chance. The teacher in me want to go through every line and pull out all the points. I can't do it because I got to let y'all go, and I want y'all to come back next Thursday. So listen. So Jephthah, he made a little deal with him. He said, I'll come back and lead you, but if we win, I want y'all to make me the captain. And he said, we can't do it, captain. No, I didn't say that. He said, I want you to make me the captain. I want you to make me the leader. But look, now Jephthah goes on. He leads the people. Now Jephthah gets excited. Look at verse 30. Skip down to verse 30. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will give the Amorites into my hand, verse 31, then whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me, I will return in peace from the Amorites, shall be the Lord's. I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Look at verse 32. So Jephthah crossed over the Amorites to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand. Now Jephthah goes out to battle. He's going to fight, and he says to the Lord, he said, Lord, if you give me the victory, he says, the first thing I see come out of my house, I'm going to give it to you. Verse 32 tells us Jephthah fought and God gave the enemy to their hand. Verse 33 says, and he struck them as far as Aroer, the neighborhood of Minith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel Kemithahada. It says, with a great, a great blow. You try to say it. Y'all ain't going to help me in here. With a great blow. So the Amorites was subdued before the people of Israel. Verse 34, then Jephthah came to his home at Mizpah. I got that one. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. She was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. Verse 35, and as soon as she saw her, he tore his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you have become the cause of great trouble for me. For I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take back my vow. So if I'm going to bring breakthrough to my family, I have to recognize their value, have to recognize their vulnerability, have to recognize their vacancies, have to recognize that I'm not forever the victim. And lastly, and I'm out of here, have to recognize when to keep my mouth closed. A moment of great victory turns into a moment of great turmoil and pain. A moment that's supposed to be celebrated has turned into something very difficult because Jephthah opened up his mouth unnecessarily. God was already going to give him the victory, but he made a foolish vow and said, God, I'm going to offer my child to you or give my child to you if you give me the victory. I want to know how many of our children have we sacrificed because of our mouths? How many of our family members have we given up because we just didn't know how to keep our mouth closed? I'm trying to make present application. Let me be true to the text. I've studied this and I studied this and I studied this and I studied this because it's really, you know, because when you read this, and I promise you, I want you to read this when you go home. When you read this, the story kind of just closes. It doesn't say nowhere in chapter 11 or anywhere else in the life of Jephthah that he killed his daughter. It never says that. Never says he killed his daughter. So we understand that God does not permit child sacrifice. So let's come to the conclusion to say that it's called the law of first mention. It's called the where the Bible is silent and there's nothing that's there, nothing that's spoken that gives us a black and white, a crystal clear answer. We got to go to the whole counsel of God and the entire brevity of the scripture to know that God don't kill kids. See, this verse of scripture, let me just help you real quick and I'm out of here. This verse of scripture or this chapter is what atheists point to. They say, I will never serve a God that'll let me kill my daughter. So we must be mindful and to know that this has to mean he doesn't kill his child, but he puts his child in a situation that she should not have been in if he just would have kept his mouth closed. It's like Hannah and Samuel. Hannah promised God that I'm going to offer my son to you. And Hannah gives her son to God for service. And when you study the end of the chapter, she just lamented, her and her friends went in the woods and they cried and they lamented the fact that she'll never know a man. Not that she's going to die. The fact that she never knows a man and she's going to continue to be a virgin. She'll never know a child. She'll never get married or any of that kind of stuff. So that's what they were upset about. So we believe, many theologians believe, and I do as well, that Jephthah just simply had to give his daughter over to service of the Lord. But, somebody say but. The principle is this, that never would have happened if he just would have kept his mouth closed. He's honorable now to be, because he could have broke his vow. He could have broke his vow, but he didn't. But my point is, my family can't experience a breakthrough if every time God brings me a victory, I mess it up with my mouth. Every time God tries to do something in my family, I mess it up with my mouth. Man, bless you. We do this even in our home. Me and my wife, we have a conversation all the time to where, yeah, things might not be the way we want them to be. But let's celebrate the small victories. I mean, even in that season when we were so broke, we was praying on the dollar menu, trying to figure out what we're going to get, a double cheeseburger and some fries. See, a drink was never a question, Miss Tina, because you get a bottle, you can get some water. Can I get a cup of water? And if you're real gangster like me and you inside, you ask for a cup of water and you go get your little swig of juice. Y'all ain't going to help me. If you're a real gangster, come on, y'all ain't going to talk to me.
Thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us.